Hallelujah. Glory be to the name of the Lord for another beautiful day. We thank God for the third day of the month of April, year 2022. We appreciate the mercy of God. We appreciate His grace. We appreciate His protection over our lives, over our family. Wherever you are, begin to appreciate the Lord. Bless His name. Adore Him for His mercy. Adore Him for His loving kindness. Adore Him for His hand of mercy over our lives. Just bless Him and bless Him and bless Him and bless Him. God, you are good. Lord, we are wonderful. You are mighty. There is no one like you. There is no one that can be compared with you. You are incomparable, God. You are great. We bless your name. Thank you, Father. Glory be to your name. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Our beloved, this is High Voltage Prayer Program. And this program comes between the hour of 12 midnight to 1 a.m. And if you are joining us for the first time, God bless you as you join. And those who have been here can also share it with their friends. And listen very well to this special announcement. We've been saying it. We continue to say it. And we want people to listen and understand what we are saying so that there won't be repetitions. And nobody will fall into any trap. We have told you that we don't call anybody that there's a program anywhere. We don't call anybody that we are sending a code for you to press the code. We don't do that. We don't call anybody. There's no time. How many people are we going to call one-on-one to be telling them there's a program somewhere, then you come there, or this and that. Whatever we are going to send across to you, we send it to the platform, and you see it there on the platform. We don't send a code to anybody. We don't tell you to press a code. Anybody who call you probably mention our name, and is saying, I'm sending a code to you. It's a scammer. Is a foster and is a fraudster and is also a foreigner. It's not from God. It's not from us. It's just a child of the devil. Be careful of such people and don't fall into their hands. I pray that Almighty God will also expose them and disgrace them if they don't stop that kind of action. I pray that God will, the Holy Ghost will encounter them and they can give their life to Christ in the name of Jesus Christ. So please make sure you are keeping to this warning, and you also be one and be careful. God bless you in Jesus' name. Lift up your two hands as we worship the King of Glory, as we appreciate Him, as we bless His name, as we give Him glory, as we give Him honor. Aha. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Glory be to God in the highest. Amen. Oh, for His mercies endure right forever. Amen. For His mercies endure right forever. Amen. Lord, you are so good. Lord, you are kind. Lord, you are wonderful, my God. You are excellent. Excellent is your name. Excellent is thy power. Lord, you are wonderful. My God, you are excellent. Thank you, Father. I decree into the life of 120 people, in the name that is above all names, in this month of April, you will experience uncommon divine surprises in the name of Jesus Christ. Your breakthrough will silence your mocker. What he said is impossible shall manifest in your life in this month. This month is your month of lifting up. This month is your month of favor. This month is your month of celebration in the name of Jesus Christ. That prayer request that you have been tabled before God shall receive endorsement this month, and there will be testimony in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray this prayer loud and clear. Say, every evil arrow fired against my star, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fired against my star, go back to the sender in the name of Jesus. Every evil arrow fired against my star, go back to the sender. In the name of Jesus, every evil arrow fired against my star, go back to the sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, hunters of my star, you are a liar. In the name of Jesus, Hunters of my stars, you are a liar. Ah, in the name of Jesus. Hunters of my star, you are a liar. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Say, darkness assigned to cover my life, clear away in the name of Jesus. Darkness assigned to cover my life, clear away in the name of Jesus. Darkness assigned to cover my life, clear away in the name of Jesus. Darkness assigned to cover my life, clear away in Jesus' name we pray. Every coven of witchcraft in my environment be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft in my environment be roasted by fire in the name of Jesus. Every coven of witchcraft in my environment be roasted by fire in Jesus' name we pray. Any power reporting my case in the coven, ah, in the name of Jesus. Any power reporting my case in the coven, ah, in the name of Jesus. Any power reporting my case in the coven, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Every evil altar assigned to oppress me, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar assigned to oppress me, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Every evil altar assigned to oppress me, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. If you find yourself eating regularly in the dream, these are the three prayers you must pray very well. Say, every evil covenant with any evil shrine, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant with any evil shrine, break in the name of Jesus. Every evil covenant with any evil shrine, break in Jesus' name we pray. This is the second one. Night Keterer assigned against my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Night Keterer assigned against my life, ah, in the name of Jesus. Night Keterer assigned against my life, ah, in Jesus' name we pray. This is the third one. Evil ladder inviting evil food into my life. Evil ladder inviting Night Keterer into my life. You can either call it the first one or the second one. Evil ladder inside of me inviting evil Keterer into my life. Whether you say evil ladder inside of me inviting evil food into my life, evil ladder inside of me inviting Night Keterer into my life, you now command the ladder to catch fire. Let's go. Evil ladder inside of me inviting evil Keterer into my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil ladder inside of me inviting evil Night Keterer into my life, catch fire in the name of Jesus. Evil ladder inside of me inviting Night Keterer into my life, catch fire in Jesus' name we pray. When you are having a kind of regular feeding in the dream like that, or sex in the dream, the major thing is there is something inside of you that has paved way for such thing to occur regularly. So to deal with it aggressively, you must deal with the evil ladder inside of you. You must deal with that thing that attracts it. You must deal with the magnet of darkness. You must deal with the point of contact inside of you. If it happened once or twice, or say, okay, but if it's becoming a regular thing, it shows that there is something inside of you that attracts it. So take note of that and make sure you deal with it aggressively. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. A few days ago, we started a lecture on dealing with destiny killers. Dealing with destiny killers. I told you that the major assignment that we have on earth is to fulfill our destiny. Why we came to this world is the purpose of our destiny. The reason why you are in this world is your destiny. God has loaded a lot of things into your life to bring that thing into this world. And the fulfillment and release of that means destiny. Jesus has to die on the cross of Calvary. And when he died, he said, it's finished. That statement, is finished, means I have completed my destiny. I have completed my assignment. My destiny is fulfilled. So the assignment of every one of us is to fulfill that particular blueprint that the Lord has given to us in heaven. So destiny is the blueprint of God in your life. It's a divine blueprint. Destiny is the purpose why you exist. Destiny is what heaven is expecting you to do on earth. And like I told you, one of the major aims of the devil is to make sure that destiny is not fulfilled. If you study the life of Jesus, you will see it. Is to make destiny is not fulfilled. He confronted Jesus Christ in Matthew chapter 4. He told Jesus Christ to bow down for him. He told Jesus to convert, this stone to bread. All this is to, obstruct destiny. Even at the Garden of Gethsemane, you also see came in, and Jesus was saying, this cup is very strong for me to drink, but let your will be done. That is how the devil confronts destiny. Let me tell you, the devil will not stop until he finds out that he can catch up with somebody's destiny. When he finds out you are rugged and you understand what your destiny is all about and you keep focus, he will know that this one knows what he's doing. If you study the life of Jesus, you find out that the devil does not stop. Even was moving closer, even to the time of the death of Jesus on the cross of Calvary. So the issue of destiny, beloved, is very, very, very deep. Very, very deep. The devil never stops until he abort or kill destiny. But I know that your destiny will not be aborted in the name of Jesus Christ. I told you there are killers of destinies. Number one is sin. Number two is ignorance. Bible says in Hosea chapter 4 verse 6, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people have gone into captivity, Isaiah 5 verse 13, because they lack no knowledge. If you have no knowledge of who you are, what your assignment is all about, then it's a serious problem. Number three is household wickedness. The wickedness in the household, the enemy in the household, those who were born together, those in the same womb, those who suck the same breast, those that came from the same womb, they are one of the major enemy of destiny. Number four is demonic attack. Demonic attack. Attack from the demonic world. Attack from evil altar. Attack from the coven. Attack from the marine world. This attack also can abort destiny. Number five is curses. When a curse has been released, a curse wither things. A curse aborting. A curse cancel things. A curse reverses things. So when a curse has been released, it can affect that particular life. A curse was released upon Reuben. And if not that God, in his mercy, had made Reuben to have an encounter with Moses, Reuben would have been like that. A curse was issued. So a curse could wake destiny. A curse could silence destiny. A curse could fragment destiny. A curse could abort destiny. A curse could kill destiny. If there is any curse on your head, you must break that curse. You must break the curse using the blood of Jesus Christ and the name of Jesus. That is why Jesus died on the cross of Calvary. The Bible said in Galatians chapter 3, verse 13, that he has redeemed us from the curse of the law. He has been made a curse for us, for curses anyone that is hung on the tree. So through the death of Jesus Christ, you can break that curse. The next one is evil covenant. Covenant you enter in that is now fighting against you. Evil covenant. Many people have entered into evil covenant in the dream. Many enter into evil covenant probably at unknown hour or without their knowledge or without their understanding. Even some consciously enter into this evil covenant and has become a bondage on them now. A covenant is an agreement between two people. And many people, you see them going to have an agreement with the water spirit, going to have agreement with witchcraft spirit, and this become a problem on the life of many, many people today. Beloved, these are very dangerous enemy of destiny, killers of destinies, killers of destiny. I pray for you that every arrow fired to kill your destiny, that arrow shall go back to the sender in the name of Jesus Christ. The next number is the evil power of your father's house. We call it ancestral powers. Ancestral power is also a killer of destiny. The evil power of your father's house works aggressively to deal with your destiny. But with the blood of Jesus and the name of Jesus, you will silence them. We are going to pray some prayer now. And the Almighty God will help us, and there will be testimony in the name of Jesus Christ. Kapraka lusku brakatalaska. Ego brakunde suntu katikati. Iliskim brakalakasa. Thank you, Father. Bring out your bottle of water and a bottle of oil. Father, we thank you for this bottle of water. We appreciate you for the bottle of oil. We pray that this water and the oil shall be mixed with the blood of Jesus. The anointing of the Holy Ghost shall enter into them, and they shall become an instrument of power. They shall become an instrument of deliverance. They shall become an instrument for signs and wonders in the name of Jesus Christ. Now take the oil or water and drink a little. Aha. Now take the oil and rub it on your forehead. Oh yeah, pray this prayer while you put your hand on your forehead. Say, evil load on my destiny, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Evil load on my destiny, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Evil load on my destiny, go back to your sender in the name of Jesus. Evil load on my destiny, go back to your sender. In Jesus' name we pray. Put your hand on your chest. Aha. Thank you, Father. You will now shout this prayer very well. Every blood ritual performed against me, be aborted in the name of Jesus. Every blood ritual performed against me, be aborted in the name of Jesus. Every blood ritual performed against me, be aborted in the name of Jesus. Every blood ritual performed against me, be aborted in Jesus' name. Now take the oil now, put it on your center head now. On your center head. You now shout loud and clear. Say, powers calling my head in the coven. In the name of Jesus. Power calling my head in the coven. In the name of Jesus. Powers calling my head in the coven. In Jesus' name, we pray. Take the oil and rub it on your stomach. Then you shout this next prayer with aggression. Say, my blood on any evil altar turn to fire in the name of Jesus. My blood on any evil altar turn to fire in the name of Jesus. My blood on any evil altar turn to fire in the name of Jesus. My blood on any evil altar turn to fire in the name of Jesus. My blood on any evil altar turn to fire in the name of Jesus. My blood on any evil altar turn to fire in Jesus' name, we pray. That is a very powerful prayer. Number two, any organ of my body on any evil altar, turn to fire in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body on any evil altar, turn to fire in the name of Jesus. Any organ of my body on any evil altar, turn to fire in Jesus' name, we pray. Now say, every organ of my body receive fresh fire and function very well in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body receive fresh fire and function very well in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body receive fresh fire and function very well in the name of Jesus. Every organ of my body receive fresh fire and function very well in Jesus' name. We pray. I command every sickness in your body to depart and never return in the name of Jesus Christ. I command every disease hiding in your bone, in your flesh, in your blood, get out and never return in the name of Jesus. Anyone that is hearing me now, and you are facing any attack, your earth is suffering, I command you right now, be healed in the name of Jesus. Let the great physician touch your body now in the name of Jesus. I command your leg to receive healing, your waist receive healing, your bladder receive healing, your liver receive healing, your kidney receive healing, your lung receive healing, your throat receive healing. I command every organ of your body to be healed, your womb be healed, in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Anoint your two hands and say this one. Evil hand laid on my hand, wither in the name of Jesus. Evil hand laid on my hand, wither, 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 wither. In Jesus' name we pray. Say, every crying blood crying against my prosperity, shut up. In the name of Jesus. Every crying blood crying against my prosperity, shut up. In the name of Jesus. Every crying blood crying against my prosperity, shut up. Ah, in Jesus' name we pray. Lord, I thank you because you are God that answered it by fire. Let everyone connected to this program receive the touch of your fire in the name of Jesus. Let the bondage in their life be broken. Let their prayer requests be answered. Everything they desire from you according to your will, answer them in the name of Jesus Christ. This new week shall favor you. Your expectation shall be granted this week. Your document shall be released. That interview shall favor you. That property you want to sell, customer will locate them. This week you will encounter favor. This week the Lord will fight for you. Your children under captivity shall be released. Your documents, your green card, your permanent residence shall be released. The power that is boasting against you shall be arrested in the name of Jesus Christ. Those of you who are expecting the fruit of the womb shall be blessed this week. Those of you who want to get married, this week is your week of encounter. And this month is your month of settlement in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Beloved, God bless you so much. In case you have given your life to Jesus, or want us to pray with you, or you have one or two things, just send it. Just send it. You don't need to call. Send it on the WhatsApp number. Just send your information to that WhatsApp number, 08023369298. Our fellowship at Mountain of Fire Miracle Ministry, B1 Close 7th Avenue, Fexstack Town. Our international headquarters is located at number 13 on Lasimbo Street, Unikesa Boyaba, just second gate of the Unilag, at the back of that second gate. You'll be blessed. You need deliverance, you need prayers, you need just visit us, and God will bless you in the name of Jesus Christ. Remain blessed. And don't forget the information and the announcement I told you. Please, we don't send code to anybody to press the code. We don't call anybody and say there's a program somewhere, come there, this and that. All these, they are not coming from us. Please, be one and be careful. God bless you so much in Jesus' name. We are in a very dangerous world now. So let everybody be careful. If you are careful, and if you are always very, very watchful, you won't fall into the hand of the destroyer. God bless you in Jesus' name.